Today's reading begins in Psalm 85, verse 1. Psalm 85, verse 1. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and make his footsteps a way. Psalm 86. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant, who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble I will call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Psalm 87. On the holy mount stands the city he founded. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than the dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things of you are spoken, O city of God. Among those who know me I mention Rahab and Babylon. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Cush. This one was born there, they say, and of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her, for the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord records as he registers the peoples, this one was born there. Singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you. Psalm 85 is attributed to the sons of Korah. It was intended to be a group psalm, and it primarily is a lament, though it does have some focus on hope in God's future help. So the psalmist recounts God's past restoration of Israel, his forgiveness of sins, and pleads for God to restore Israel again, and begs that he set aside his anger at them. There is a request for God to show his steadfast love and to rescue them. The psalm ends with confidence that there will be love and faithfulness between God and Israel, and that God would provide good things for his people who were faithful in accordance with what he has promised and with his character. Psalm 86 is attributed to David. It is an individual lament psalm. There is a plea for the Lord to listen, and a plea for God's help, especially against those ruthless enemies. There is a declaration that the psalmist is godly, he is righteous, but he's desperate at this moment, lifting up his soul to God, calling on him because of his kind nature, his history of helping him, and his superiority over all of those false gods out that other people worship. Verse 9 and 10 points out a day in which all nations will worship him, and then ask God to instruct him and transform him that he might praise him. He concludes by noting God's loving nature and pleads that God will rescue him and put his enemies to shame. Psalm 87 is attributed to the sons of Korah. It is written to be a song, which tells us that it is intended to be a group setting in which it's used, most likely. It's intended to celebrate God's presence at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It has a prophetic element in it, in which it looks at foreign nations coming to worship in Jerusalem, and it opens up by focusing on this Zion, which is synonymous with the dwelling place of God, or specifically at the time with Jerusalem, and that it is the city of God. It points out the attention and the care of God, focusing on the residents, those that live in Zion, and honors God and the place of God. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.